A face-off between Governor Rick Snyder and the legislature's Republican leaders.
Over an issue that's not even at the top of anyone's to-do list. I'm Zoe Clark.
I'm Rick Pluta.
This is It's Just Politics.
So the legislature working away on the state budget.
Republicans have been cutting Snyder's budget proposal in order to squirrel away some money. But it is money that they're not quite sure what to do with yet.
The top contender right now is...
drumroll, please.
Teacher retirement benefits.
This is now my top priority, and it's now the Senate Majority Leader's top priority.
We think there's opportunity to help solve one of the nagging problems of growing debt for the state, and this may be one of those opportunities.
That was House Speaker Tom Leonard and then Senate Majority Leader Arlen Meekhoff. So they agree, but the question, why this issue of teacher retirement benefits?
And why now?
Right. Voters are certainly not clamoring for it.
And sure, there is a segment of the GOP base that doesn't mind taking a swipe at teachers' unions. But this issue of overhauling teacher retirement, it really just appeals to a business-minded subset of the Republican donor class. They figure their businesses have converted to 401ks, so the state should do the same. But even that group isn't shouting, do it now.
And agreement that this is even a problem that needs to be fixed isn't universal.
Our CPA governor certainly isn't on board.
Snyder has already engineered an overhaul of the teacher retirement system and a plan to pay down the debt over 30 years.
And this plan is Snyder's starry, starry night, his ninth symphony, his CPA masterpiece on a spreadsheet.
Yeah. Meantime, we don't know yet how many Republican lawmakers are actually on board for this proposal.
Sure. Some of them are certainly eyeballing that money that's squirreled away, more than $250 million on paper at least, and thinking they'd like a better story to go home and tell their constituents than they tinkered with teacher pensions.
Right. Like using the money for roads and infrastructure, maybe, or some form of tax cut or rebate.
So the question again, why are Speaker Leonard and Majority Leader Meekhoff pushing this now?
Well, first, because it is convenient. So it may not be anyone's top priority, but it is on many Republicans' eventual to-do list.
Mm-hmm. And second, Tom Leonard needs a win to show his leadership skills after his idea to roll back the state income tax rate crashed and burned in the first big House vote of the session.
So basically, it's just a timing thing.
Mm-hmm. But this isn't across the finish line. This is still just at the idea stage. There's no bill. And Meekhoff and Leonard not only have to sell the governor on their idea still, they also have to convince their Republican caucuses that this is the best use of their political power. Pot of gold.
Clowns to the left of me, jokers to the right, here I am stuck in the middle with you.
Rick Pluta is the Lansing Bureau Chief for the Michigan Public Radio Network.
Zoe Clark is the resident political junkie at Michigan Radio.